Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The Give 30 campaign in Kingston has once again demonstrated the remarkable generosity of the Kingston community, achieving a new fundraising milestone for the Partners in Mission Food Bank. The Give 30 Kingston team announced this year's campaign raised an impressive $28,958, surpassing last year's record of approximately $25,000. Give 30 is an annual campaign in Canada and the US to encourage donations to local food banks. The original idea being to motivate people who are fasting in Ramadan to donate the money they save from skipping meals over the month. The initiative now supports 17 major food banks and anti-poverty organizations across Canada, which together serve thousands of people. Kingston's chapter of Give 30, in its 10th year of giving, is partnered with the Partners in Mission Food Bank, a pillar in the community distributing over 18,000 grocery hampers in 2023. Between March 11, 2024 and June 10, 2024, the Give 30 team encouraged Kingstonians to give, and they were met with a flood of support. I sat down with co-chair of Give 30 Kingston, Dr. Mona Rahman, to talk about this year's campaign. Here is a bit of our conversation.
How have these last few months been, and how has it been receiving the support from the community?
Like I said before, this is a very, I call it a lazy way of fundraising, because all we do as co-chairs is just spread the word, and mostly through social media. It really is the Kingston community that takes that and runs with it. So the fact that we were able to raise much more than what we've ever raised before for Partners in Mission is just so amazing. And it just shows how caring and compassionate our community is. And I think, especially given what we went through the pandemic, and we heard that so many people were now using the food bank that may not have, it really, and maybe some people, you know, had gone through a stint where they weren't able to work during the pandemic. And I'm thinking that made us a more empathetic community, because you did see that increase happening like during and after the pandemic. So it just reflects well on our community, and the fact that we, you know, people are looking out for each other. And making sure that nobody goes hungry, because, you know, that's just, it's a very simple thing to do. And it's good that it's on everybody's radar.
Yeah, for sure. And like you're saying, it's not the first time we've broken the record in the last few years. It was last year as well. And what was that grand total again? And what does that sort of encompass in terms of donations?
So I was told the grand total is $28,958.43. So like I said, the Give 30 campaign is basically to raise funds. So you could just go online and do an online donation. However, we also do have a system where, you know, so there's a lot of schools that might do food drives, and they convert that food into a monetary amount. And I need to give a shout out to J.R. Henderson Public School. The students took this idea and they wanted to do a food drive for Give 30. We went for an assembly to launch it. Myself and Dan Irwin, who's the executive director of Partners in Mission Food Bank, they had a presentation, they had a skit. It was amazing. And they also had us there just to talk about food security and the Give 30 campaign. And they were able to collect 1,134 pounds of food as well as gift cards. So I don't know what the equivalent monetary amount was, but that is amazing that they were able to do that. And it was all student led.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of stories like that throughout the community. People have been really coming out this year to support the community.
Exactly. And we don't always hear who's doing what. So like if they let us know, then we help to publicize it. But I'm sure there are people that were just doing things just on their own, maybe I heard ideas that some businesses might have had. I don't know if it happened, but at least it's something that they can do in the future. But yeah, no, it was a very good year and very humbling. Like I said, this is a very easy fundraiser to chair because we just put it out on social media and just it's by word of mouth.
In a release announcing the total, Executive Director of Partners in Mission, Dan Irwin, stated, quote, "Partners in Mission Food Bank continues to be astounded by the support we receive in our community. Thank you again for your generous support of this year's Kingston Give 30 campaign," end quote. As the 2024 campaign concludes, organizers urge continued support throughout the year, especially during these summer months. You can visit give30.ca or kingstonfoodbank.ca for more information. In a message from Utilities Kingston, summer watering restrictions are now in effect. Annual summer watering restrictions are in effect until September 15th. During this period, residents and businesses with odd-numbered civic addresses are permitted to water their gardens and lawns on odd-numbered days, while those with even-numbered addresses may water on even-numbered days. Use a handheld hose, can, or bucket anytime on your designated day. Use sprinklers from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. on your designated watering day, or tap into your rain barrel at any time. It saves energy, conserves water, and keeps your garden lush. Water and wastewater infrastructure is built to handle peak demand times, typically between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reducing water use during these hours ensures reliable water reserves and maintains fire protection capabilities. Reducing outdoor water use also minimizes pollutants that can end up in Lake Ontario, Kingston's primary source of drinking water. Water runoff from sprinklers and hoses can carry pollutants into the storm sewer system, ultimately reaching the lake. Tips for water-wise gardening. Use rain barrels to collect and use rainwater. Follow best practices for watering, such as watering early in the morning. Amend soil with organic content to retain moisture. And incorporate drought-tolerant plants into your garden. For inspiration, you can wander through the Utilities Kingston Water Conservation Garden at 1211 John Counter Boulevard. You can also explore online resources at utilitieskingston.com/conservationgarden. The City of Kingston's water bylaw regulates water restrictions to ensure sustainable water use during peak demand periods. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more about exemption permits, water saving tips, and how to make the most of your outdoor water use. In a message directly from the City of Kingston, have your say on the winter weather-based parking pilot. The city is seeking feedback from Kingstonians regarding the winter weather-based parking pilot. Residents can visit the Get Involved Kingston Project page to complete a short survey on the pilot. City staff will gather feedback and report back to Council with data and recommendations for the future of winter weather-based parking regulations in Kingston. The pilot program was first introduced in March of 2022 and was extended in November of 2023 to expand the amount of data collected through two full winters. The pilot bylaw created a weather-based approach to parking on Kingston streets during the winter. During the months of December and March, overnight on-street parking is permitted, so long as a parking ban is not called in advance of winter weather. During the months of January and February, a blanket ban is in effect and overnight on-street parking is not permitted. The City of Kingston uses overnight on-street parking restrictions to respond quickly to winter weather. Plows are large vehicles, and it is safer, easier, and more efficient to clear streets without vehicles parked on them. Read more about winter parking and the city's approach on the city's winter parking webpage. Get involved. Between June 24th and July 12th, you can visit Get Involved Kingston to take their survey and have your say about the weather-based parking bylaw. Make sure to follow the page to stay in the know. Use the Ideas tool on the Get Involved Kingston page to provide suggestions on how to manage winter parking in Kingston. To complete the survey by phone or request a mailed copy, you can call 613-546-0000. In another message directly from the city, flags of Indigenous nations will fly at Confederation Park this summer. Four new flags representing the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, Huron-Wendat, and Métis nations will be permanently added to the Confederation Park this summer to honor the Indigenous peoples who have called this land home since time immemorial. Mayor Brian Patterson states, quote, "Installing these flags is a step on our journey of reconciliation and a demonstration of our commitment as a city towards building a new relationship for the future. Our council approved this step because we know flags are powerful symbols and we wanted to honor these symbols. Acknowledge Indigenous history and present culture and contributions." Construction to install the flagpoles begins Tuesday, June 25th, and is expected to wrap up by Thursday, July 4th. Later this summer, a flag-raising ceremony will be held to raise the flags for the first time. Once again, that was a message from the City of Kingston, and be sure to be on the lookout for the flag-raising ceremony later this summer. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Running now until July 4th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts, the National Youth Orchestra of Canada's Chamber Fest will be presented, featuring free afternoon and evening concerts from young musicians and renowned faculty. Performances will be as unique as they are varied, and for more information on showtimes and repertoire, you can visit queensu.ca/theisabel. Tickets for this year's Theatre Kingston Fringe Festival went on sale on June 20th, and the full lineup has now been announced. This year's festival runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. Single show tickets and dash passes are now available at kingstongrand.ca, and to learn more about Fringe and all the uncensored, uncurated, and unboring shows hitting the festival this year, you can visit theatrekingston.com. Also in theater news on Friday, July 5th and Saturday, July 6th, Domino Theater presents the Come Play by the Lake one-act festival at 52 Church Street, featuring the plays Left Alone by J. West Secord, A Kiss to Build a Dream On by Penny Barker, The Evolution of Morals, Principles, and Values by Harry Jordan, and Dress Rehearsal by Morgan Wade. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students, and available through the Kingston Grand box office at kingstongrand.ca or at 613-530-2050. And from July 8th to 13th, the Ground Up Dance Festival, Kingston's only professional dance festival, returns for its third year, featuring Unmoored by Order of Canada recipient Peggy Baker, as well as six dance pieces by local artists, classes, and an opening night party at Musiki Cafe, which features a panel about local collaborative dance. Admission to classes and performances varies, and some pay-what-you-can options are available, and you can visit groundupdancefestival.ca for more information. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults, as well as workshops and summer camps. Coming up in July is adult programming like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism in Oil, Shading 101, Intro to Printmaking, Intermediate Print Space, Intro to Sculpture, and Paper Mache Sculpture, as well as youth programs like Drawing Fundamentals and Intro to Sculpture. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square on Thursdays this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And coming up at Kingston's Independent Cinema, The Screening Room, you can catch these special screenings. There is an X and Pearl double feature on July 1st, in anticipation of the premiere of Maxine, Dazed and Confused on July 3rd and 5th, Pulp Fiction on July 5th, 9th, 10th, and 11th as part of the Alternative 90s series, as well as The Warriors on July 7th. There's also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for all your cinema adventures. And coming up this week on the Kingston Curator, we're covering an upcoming residency by dancers Shanique Pert and Chanel Williams at the Kingston Grand Theatre from July 2nd to 5th through the local arts residency. As per this release from the City of Kingston, local performing artists are taking center stage this July for the 2024 Local Arts Residency at the Kingston Grand Theatre. This year's artists in residence are Shanique Pert and Chanel Williams, Krista Moyer, and Chantel Thompson, who combine multiple disciplines in their work such as dance, music production, videography, musical comedy, and more. Following an open call for applications earlier in the year, which resulted in 19 submissions, the 2024 Artists in Residence were selected by a jury of previous residency program participants. Again, you can tune in to the Kingston Curator this Thursday at 2 p.m. to hear from Shanique Pert and Chanel Williams about their upcoming project. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jessie Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, July 1st, 2024. Last week marked the first Queens Football Media Day of the 2024 offseason, and head coach Steve Snyder presided over what was a jam-packed agenda of items. Coach Snyder began by recapping the CFL offseason, highlighting the draft of Olivier Mwembe by the Edmonton Elk, and the signing of professional contracts from Jared Kasari and Ryan Berta. Only Mwembe has remained on a CFL roster at the time of publication, but the good news is that means record-setting running back Jared Kasari is eligible to return to Queens for his final season in the OUA. In addition to Kasari, the Queens defense will get back one of their veteran leaders, Van Wishart. The return of these two strong veteran performers will have massive implications on the 2024 season for the Gaels. After highlighting some of those key returns for the Gaels, Coach Snyder transitioned into discussing the incoming recruiting class for Queens. All in all, 29 players signed on to play for the Tricolor, with a number of top players at their position committing to Queens. The Gaels snag the top two running back recruits from British Columbia, one of the top quarterback recruits in all of Canada, as well as multiple key players on the offensive and defensive line. Of the 29 recruits, three were from the local area, including running back Josh Bennett from Sydenham High School, and all-star defensive tackle from the Frontenac Falcons, Tom Nitschke. Coach Snyder explained the Queens' recruiting philosophy, noting that they're looking for high-character guys and athletes. The athleticism was certainly on display with the defensive backfield recruits for the Gaels, many of whom are track athletes in addition to football players, and one of whom, Wilson Hesloff, went viral earlier in 2023 for an incredibly athletic one-handed interception. Coach Snyder was very complimentary of this recruiting class, calling it the best he's seen in his U Sports tenure, and given his proven pedigree of success at St. FX and Western, that is high praise indeed. The rest of Media Day was dedicated to reviewing the Queens 2024-2025 football schedule and answering questions from journalists and alumni who were present. Snyder noted that when looking at the 2024 schedule, perhaps the four toughest games for the Gaels are all on the road. August 24th at Windsor, September 14th at an Ottawa team that has always played Queens close, September 28th in Western, and October 5th against Laurier. Three of those four road games were against the top three teams in the OUA last year. In spite of what will be a killer calendar of games for the Gaels, Coach Snyder emphasized that the end goal for this team is quite simple: to win the Vanier Cup. This concludes your sports report for Monday, July 1st, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight, we're expecting clear skies and a low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow, Tuesday, July 2nd, we're expecting sunny skies and high of 25 with a cloudy evening and a low of 18. On Wednesday, the 3rd of July, we'll have cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 26 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 18. Finally, on Thursday, July 4th, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 26. That wraps up your weather for the next few days, and next up is your CFRC Weekly Traffic Report. Now for your CFRC Weekly Traffic Report for the week of June 28th to July 4th. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road and beyond the Highway 15 overpass, and on the Sir John A. MacDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Sydenham Road at westbound 401 ramp and overpass, expect a lane and ramp closure beginning July 7th to September 11th for structural rehabilitations. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for this week, Albert Street Princess to 486 Albert is closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Baden Street Mowat to McDonald is closed until July 1st to accommodate construction activity on Baden Street. Hillcrest Avenue Kings Court to 7th is closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will remain open to local traffic. King Street, Plaston Arms to north end of King, is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Market Street, Ontario to King, is closed July 1st at 5 a.m. to July 2nd at 8 a.m. for the City of Kingston Canada Day event. Ontario Street, Brock to Clarence, is closed on July 1st from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. for the City of Kingston Canada Day event. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, is closed until September 27th for Downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl, is closed until July 31st for the removal of debris from the Queen's JADA project. Please also be advised of the following road closures for the Buskers Rendezvous. King Street from Brock to Clarence will be closed on July 4th to 5th from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. each day. Ontario Street from Clarence to Brock, July 4th to 5th from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. each day. Market Street from King to Ontario, July 4th at 7 a.m. to July 7th at 11 p.m. And finally, Ontario Street from Johnson to Brock, July 6th from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Restoration Project is underway and work is expected to conclude in late December 2024. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Please be advised that the upper level of the Robert Bruce Memorial garage will be closed on Tuesday, July 9th and Wednesday, July 10th for maintenance. The Chown Memorial Garage, located at 197 Brock Street, and Hanson Memorial Garage, located at 105 Brock Street, are good alternative parking locations. The lower section of the Robert Bruce Garage will remain open. In other delays, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School expect delays until July 4th as a contractor will be on site completing upgrades to the school crossing. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park expect delays until July 4th as a contractor will be on site completing upgrades to the bus stop and pedestrian crossing. Highway 2, Abbey-Don to St. Lawrence, expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbey-Don Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. The lane closure will be controlled by a temporary traffic signal. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. That wraps up your weekly CFRC traffic report, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Paige.
It's time for CFRC's Concert and Events Calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. On Monday, July 1st, swing by Confederation Park for Canada Day with Atiari, Mauricio and the Latin Beat Band, and Limestone Jazz Collective for free live music from 1 to 7 p.m. Also celebrate Canada Day with Kingston's third annual Canada Day Market at Royal Kingston Curling Club. Experience local vendors, music, and more from 2 to 5 p.m. The event is for all ages and free to attend. Also celebrate Canada Day at the coolest party of the summer in Springer Market Square, featuring Scratch Bastide, DJ Tedwin, Ayanda, The Breadwinners, and Matt Almeida from 2 to 5 p.m., and the event is free to attend. On Tuesday, July 2nd, go down to the club at the RCHA from 4 to 7 p.m. for Tom's Tunes Day, an open mic jam with Tom Savage and friends. Admission is free. All the way from Nashville, Tennessee, country rock guitarist Mike Godwin is going to the Cove Inn this Tuesday. The show is from 5 to 8 p.m., and admission is by donation. Walk down the Springer Market Square from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and enjoy local produce, vendors, crafts, and more. Also on Tuesday, grab your running shoes and meet at Lululemon downtown for a weekly fun run from 5:30 to 7 p.m. This run is for fun and open to all individuals of all skills and ages. On Wednesday, July 3rd, enjoy Wings and Tunes on the patio at the Cove Inn with Sean McCullough and friends. This open mic jam is free to attend and runs from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Walk down the Springer Market Square for the Romantic Songs of Yesteryear with Limestone Jazz Collective. The show is from 7 to 8 p.m. and the event is free. From 8 to 11 p.m., dance salsa and bachata at Blue Martini, socialize, and dance this Wednesday night. Come down to the Grad Club for the Open for the Spotlight with local drag legend Rowena Way. The show is $5 to attend and runs from 8 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, July 4th, the club at the RCHA is presenting singer-songwriter Chris Murphy from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is $5. Whether you like sassy up-tempo swing or smooth soulful blues, the Ann Lewis Trio is for you. From 5 to 8 p.m., join the trio at the Cove Inn for just $5. Prepare to cheer and laugh as the best buskers from around the world are in Kingston at the Buskers Rendezvous Festival in Springer Market Square from July 4th to 7th. The event includes mini plane rides for kids, busker boot camps, and an artesian market. On Friday, July 5th, all the way from Belfast, Ireland, traditional folk guitar duo Lonesome George is playing the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. The Riff Mountain presents Hellrager Sweetleaf in Arachina at the Mansion. Tickets are $10 and doors open at 8 p.m. Go to St. Mark's Lutheran Church for a Balboa social and dance. Join in an introductory lesson from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and an informal practice from 7:30 to 9. This event is $5 for students and $8 for general tickets. On Saturday, July 6th, enjoy the stunning waterfront patio at Juniper Cafe with summer live music with Jess and Zane. Enjoy the view and listen from 4 to 6 p.m. for free. Kick off the start of the summer right with the Mansion Summer Kickoff Fest with performers The Empties, Luella, Fifth Avenue, The Healing Brothers, and The Roses. Enjoy the sun and music from 3 to 10 p.m. and tickets are up to $30. Overtime Sports Bar is hosting a night of alt metal with Discontinuity, Exogen, and Crown of Antlers for just $15. The show runs from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, the Broom Factory gives you a night of hilarity, gut-clenching laughter with a comedy of drag errors featuring local drag legends Tiffany Morgan and Rowena Way. Doors are at 6:30 and tickets are $15 early bird and $20 at the door. Graze through Kingston's fresh produce and local vendors at Springer Market Square this Saturday for Kingston's Public Market. The market is from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is for all ages. Show your planet some love with a Greener Futures team and the CETO this Saturday. Meet at Confederation Park at 10 a.m. to take part in the Love Your Lakes cleanup. The Earth will thank you for it. On Sunday, July 7th, stroll over to Finkel Shore Park this Sunday for free music in the park. This Sunday features Kevin Avimi, Faultline, and Dr. Bombay. The music runs from 3 to 6 p.m. Leopard Frog Barn Concerts presents Vinta with Ellen Hamilton. Get your dancing shoes on and watch the show from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $30 and youth are free. The Mansion presents, as part of their Soul Shine concert series, Umber Loon. Enjoy the indie rock tunes from 3 to 5 p.m. and tickets are to be determined. Walk down to Memorial Center Farmers Market on Sunday morning for Kingston-based singer-songwriter Tyler Brett Forks. Enjoy the market and watch the show from 10 to 12 p.m. Start your week off with positive vibes, relaxation, and rejuvenation with free yoga at Battery Park. Bring your yoga mat and join the class from a downtown studio at 10 a.m. Yoga is for all ages and abilities. This was your weekly events calendar.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.